Oh, absolutely. I think one of my best qualities is the fact that I can play both center and guard. In today's age, with the smaller rosters, it's really valuable for teams to be able to have somebody that can play both, especially in a backup position, or if they can slide somebody over mid-game, they don't have to back up all three inside positions. They can, you know, do something like that a little bit easier. So I think something like that I have is going to help me out a lot. Okay, yeah, I started my true freshman year the first two games at center. I got hurt, and then I've started the last two games my true freshman year at guard, so I had 2-2. Took a redshirt year my sophomore year. My junior year, I started all at guard up until Peter Kahns got hurt end of the year, and I moved over to center when he did. I played about three games at center last year, and then this year I played completely at center. Absolutely. For me, I practice a lot at both positions, even when I was only playing one. I oftentimes would be practicing both of them. And I think knowing the other position, so let's say I'm playing guard, knowing the center position helps you tremendously, knowing that this is where the center is going, or getting up to the line, and before the center makes his call, you know what he should be calling, and you can be one step ahead and read the next level. So by knowing what the other person's doing, it's going to help you become a better player. Today and this week is a tremendous opportunity for all of us players. It's a great experience, and so far I've been here for, this is my third day, and everything's been planned to a T, and it's been really good. It's been very busy. We do a lot of different things, including meeting with you guys. This is a little bit bigger press conference than what I do at Wisconsin, but you know, it's a great opportunity for us to go out and present ourselves to the teams and give them a chance to get to know us a little bit. And then obviously everybody knows about the workouts on Saturday, and that's going to be a great opportunity for us to show what we can do athletically and on the field. And as far as Wisconsin, Wisconsin's prepared me incredibly well for this jump. I wouldn't have made the jump as a junior had I not been in the perfect spot to do it, and Wisconsin prepared me to do that. Spending 4 years there and learning under three different offensive line coaches, I learned a lot of different things, and I was able to put those together, and I think that's helped me a lot.
Walk us through your mindset. Is it similar to like butterflies before a game, or what's going on?
It's a little bit different feeling because it really is a job interview for us. It's not quite like a game day performance because it's 5 days long. We're staying in a hotel that's completely closed off, and only us and the scouts are allowed in there, and the teams and the GMs. So everybody around works for the NFL or works for a member club. So everything that you do is washed and evaluated. So it's kind of a five-day continual job interview. And so I guess the kind of emotions that go into it are similar to that in trying to find a potential employer. You know, I think there's a lot of great talent out there, both at center and guard. I've seen some of the other guys play, and they're very, very good. You know, I think that I play very well as well, and I think that I rank up there with those guys. I think that the things that I do in the run game definitely help me out, and in the pass game, being able to kind of stop some bull rushes and things like that, I think that certainly helps me. But I certainly have a long way to go in my progression. I'm excited to get a chance to play for an NFL team and get a chance to continue to improve my craft. It's a dream come true to be here. I was a young player coming out of a 550 kid high school in little town in Wisconsin. To grow up and be in a chance and have an opportunity like this is a dream come true. I didn't have a lot of offers going into college or anything like that. I was kind of a non-recruited player and got a chance. Wisconsin gave me a great chance and then prepared me extremely well for this opportunity. So you want to be able to do everything that you can to give back to that program that's given me so much. Intelligence is very important at center, especially at Wisconsin. I don't know how each individual NFL team does it, but at Wisconsin, the center made a lot of the calls, the run calls, a lot of the pass calls and mic declarations and things like that led the entire line. So at that point, you have to be able to make those calls quickly and decisively so that you can get everybody on the same page and continue to move forward and have success. I really have no idea where I'm going to go. I'm really taking this opportunity to show teams the best side of me and who I am as a person, and hopefully they'll like that.
Do you think you can go in the first round?
You know, I really couldn't tell you. I really have no idea. I hope that teams evaluate me in that light and want to take me high, but, you know, I'm just excited to get an opportunity to play here in the NFL.
It's interesting you kind of mentioned that all your players
are kind of isolated at the hotel. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk about some of the conversations you guys are having as you guys are all in this game, kind of like a fraternity together. What are some conversations you've been having with you guys?
Oh, this is a great opportunity, especially getting to meet all of the offensive linemen. You know, I think there's 56 of us here. You get a chance to meet those guys that you've heard about, that you've watched on film, and you can only take a guess at what they're like or who they are as a person. Then you get a chance to meet them and sit down at dinner with them or talk to them. And it's great to get to meet those guys and kind of form that brotherhood, because we're going to be, hopefully, the draft class of 2013, and you're going to carry that throughout our NFL careers and continue to know each other through them. I leaned on a lot of resources when I was making my decision. Kevin and Pete, I both talked to. I would say I leaned on Kevin a little bit more than Pete, but it was an important part for me to be able to reach out to the other Wisconsin alumni that are in the NFL and get their experience, one, in the NFL, and two, their experience at the combine, and just what it takes to move from a college player to a professional. And all of those guys have presented some really great advice and have helped me get to where I am today. You know, they told me that the combine is just something that you need to be natural at. You need to go and be yourself. Show teams who you are. Don't try and fake anything. Because they already know everything. You know, they spend hours and days recruiting scouting, trying to figure out exactly who you are. And go back. I'm getting calls from people back in my hometown, you know, in Sharon, Wisconsin. It's the biggest thing ever. Somebody from the NFL called and checked on my background or something like that. So everybody back home is really excited. But it's a great opportunity.
Your hometown is Sharon?
Sharon, Wisconsin. Bigfoot High School, Walworth, Wisconsin. Bigfoot Chiefs. Bigfoot Chiefs. Chief Bigfoot was a Indian tribe leader in the area that we were in.
I'm sure that growing up in high school, you probably heard quite a
lot. Yeah, I did. Yeah, absolutely.
What's the craziest thing anybody ever said to you about being
Bigfoot? I often get the phrase, they ask if Bigfoot is like Sasquatch and if I am actually the mascot. That's generally the normal thing that I get. The beard, the big stature, things like that. Sharon, Wisconsin is about 1,200 to 1,500 people. I don't know the exact number now.
Travis, you're getting a lot of friends and family lobbying for the green and gold team. Think you to ace that interview?
Everybody has their own thoughts and hopes. Like I said, I'm just excited to get a chance to be able to play in the league. I would say any of the 32 teams is going to be a great opportunity for me, and I want to be able to go out and make my mark on an NFL team and hopefully go out and play on a championship-caliber team.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.